Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michelle Payne Canoper talking antibiotics in just a moment. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well.
When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we're putting together the total package that totals up at harvest.
Well, we start with high-performance trait packages.
Pioneer brand corn products combine world-class genetics with advanced seed treatments and tested and trusted traits to bring you elite performance.
Our hybrids are bred to yield.
Bring in the agronomic insights and unmatched service and support from your local team, and you'll get results that add up in your fields.
We help put the right products on each acre.
Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Michelle Payne Canoper is a dairy producer from Indiana, an agricultural advocate, and one who believes that it's time for the cattle industry to explain to consumers why animal agriculture utilizes antibiotics.
You know, I'm not only a Holstein breeder, I'm a mom first and foremost. And so when I'm talking with other women, I relate to them as a mom instead of just as a farmer. And I would encourage a lot of people to make sure that they're relating to people on a human level so that they know that, one, they're a reliable source, two, that they care, and three, it gives them the opportunity to be able to share some of their practices. For example, I was in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago and was having a debate with someone about the necessity of using antibiotics in cows with mastitis. I asked the audience if any of them had ever had mastitis. And several women put their hands up. It's very painful. It's very hard on a body. And the same is true in cows. And while cows certainly are not humans, I cannot, in good faith, as an animal caretaker, not treat my cows if they have mastitis. Likewise, you know, if a beef calf has an infection, you need to treat them and take care of them. So I think it's just helping people understand why we have the practices that we have today. And then taking that to the other side of the plate and looking at the protocol that USDA and FDA have in place. There's been a number of studies that show people do not understand the withholding periods and the times that are necessary for people to withhold the animal from the food system, whether it's milk or meat, for a period of time. So it's really important that I think we continue to reiterate those messages and also understand that people maybe don't have faith in the government today, unfortunately. But if we can help them understand why we are utilizing the practices that we are in producing safe food for them to enjoy, hopefully that will help us get our arms around the issue a bit more.
We're still seeing surveys that seem to relate to the fact that USDA, FDA, our U.S. agencies still have a fair amount of respect by consumers. They do trust what they're doing.
Well, I sure hope so. It's a little frustrating when you look out at the anti-big business, the anti-government, the anti-everything. You know, I have a small business. I'm a business owner. I have a family business. A family farm still represents 95% plus of our farm family businesses today. And I was just working with some FFA teachers, the advisors, last week, and helping them think about, just because somebody has a corporate logo on them, does that mean that their ethics change? My ethics don't change with a paycheck. And likewise, I think when you look at FDA and USDA, there's been a lot of work done to be sure that the protocol are in place, that the systems are there to not only have the very specific measurements around antibiotics and or hormones, but also in the research end of the product. So sure, people in the large part are still trusting of those entities, but we also have to understand that there's folks out there that won't trust them.
Ag advocate Michelle Payne Canoper. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.